I'd like to call to order today's meeting of the Public Safety Policy and Finance Committee to today, April 25, 2006. Clerk, would you take the roll, please?
Chairman Smith?
Here.
Representative Eastland?
Here.
Cornish?
Here.
Ellison?
Here.
Hillstrom?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Nestle?
Here.
Murphy?
Here.
Nelson?
Here.
Newman?
Here.
Haymar?
Here.
Soderstrom?
Here.
Chair notes that we do have the presence of a quorum. First item would be consideration of the minutes from the April 11, 2006 meeting. Representative Newman moves approval. Any questions on those minutes or any discussion? If not, those in favor of approval, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. The minutes are adopted. Members, we have one remaining item on the agenda, and that is consideration of Senate File 1525. Excuse me. The chair will move Senate File 1525. It's before the committee. You have in your packet the S1525DE2 amendment. Chair will move the amendment to get the bill in the shape that we need to look at. So on that amendment, I would like to amend that to the bill. Those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. 1525 Senate file as amended is before us. Members, in your packet, you also have a one-page listing, which would be an index of the contents of the bill, listing the 53 bills that comprise the DE2 amendment. All bills have previously been heard by this committee, excuse me, and in the 5 weeks where we were up and running, we heard over 120 bills. We had over 400 witnesses. The product before you, again, the DE2 amendment, previously referred to as the DE2 amendment, were all of the bills that we previously heard and approved in our committee, except for some noted items would be funding aspects of the omnibus public safety bill, the two other items that I've referred to as the two anchors, which would be Representative Ellison's bias crimes provisions, the governor's immigration portion of it. Those are out. What we have before us would be, I trust, viewed as no-cost, non-controversial, but necessary policy provisions that we've previously worked as a committee and that are now before us. There's no need for any testimony, although if there are any questions that may require it, the chair might consider it. But in my opinion, we do not need any testimony at this time. Is there any discussion or questions from anyone on the committee? Because the motion before us will be the Senate File 1525 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Rules. It would be my intention to take it up in rules as fast as possible, get it to the floor for consideration. Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There appears to be some highlighted items, like number 17 and 23. Can you just tell me if that stands for something? Or?
Representative Hillstrom, I've just been advised that's inadvertent. Pretend that those highlights are not there. It was inadvertent copy. Red flags right now. Let's try to get them out of the way. Representative Haymar.
Mr. Chair, I spoke with you about one item by Representative Atkins, and he actually had three items that he was hoping would be, he didn't believe were controversial. I guess I would leave two of those up to him, but I'm just wondering, is it in order to amend the bill at this point, or?
Representative Haymar, we've done good work here. I guess the bottom line answer is, excuse me, no, I would prefer not here. What we've got before us is a lifeboat at this point, and I can't control what Representative Atkins or anyone on this committee does, nor would I want to on the floor. So I would just simply ask the courtesy of moving this bill as amended, with no amendments tonight, and if he chooses to do that on the floor, so be it. No intention to disrespect Representative Atkins or you. I know I didn't get back to you after we spoke on the floor. We've made every effort to include policy language without cost and without, hopefully without controversy on the floor. If the controversy appears, let it be on someone else's head.
And Mr. Chair, then on the floor, are you, how are you going to, I don't know, maybe I can ask you this later, but
go ahead.
I'm curious about how you're going to handle amendments, because there are members, obviously, on both sides of the aisle that didn't get their policy initiatives included that one could argue are as innocuous as some of these in terms of controversy, and that members would have strong feelings about. I just want to know how you're going to be rigid on the floor, or if you're going to be open to...
Representative Paymar, just straight from the shoulder without posturing, I've had discussion with Senator Ranum today, whose bill we're dealing with right now. She will be hopefully my counterpart in the Senate with this. I don't know when this will come up in rules, but she's on standby to between now and then, so that if anything does come up, for example, the Representative Atkins piece or anything else that members of this committee might be serious about trying to amend on the floor, I would like to know about them between now and rules so that we can talk to Senator Ranum and see what her position is. And my goal, frankly, is to get a bill out of here tonight and realistically maybe modified somewhat in rules by what we just talked about or anything else, but with the foreknowledge of my Senate counterpart, so that if there are any amendments that are just as, quote, innocuous as these, maybe we can attach those in rules with my counterpart's foreknowledge and agreement. So that I guess my goal would be, my hope would be, that if we get this to the floor from rules, that we have a no amended product so that it can go right to the Senate, be approved, and get right to the governor for signature. Now, that's the ideal that I'm working for. That doesn't happen. My next hurdle will be rules.
Mr. Chair, when will the Rules Committee meet?
If I knew, I would tell you here and now.
I'm just trying to... I think I'll leave this up to Representative Atkins if he wants to get his amendments in here. So
Rules meets daily and has the ability to take this bill after tonight as early as Thursday. So you got a 48-hour.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? Discussion? We're ready to vote. Motion then is before us. Senate File 1525, as amended, be recommended to pass, be re-referred to Committee on Rules. Hearing no discussion, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. We've come to the end of, I believe, of course, I thought the last time we ended the meeting, we were at the end of our committee hearings. I'm going to take a moment just to reiterate some of the things that I said at the last hearing. So if you'd give me a moment to do that. Frankly, I'm proud of the... and grateful for the work that we've all done. I think we've been spared a lot of political, partisan wranglings in this committee, in part because of the members that serve on this committee, also in part because of our topic, which is public safety. So I want to thank, first of all, Representative Murphy and Representative Paymar. You're the two leads, and you're also strong advocates and believers in your political faith. I've seen that certainly on the floor, and I've seen it start to rear a little bit here, but you've kept that under marvelous control, and I'm sincere about that. And you've brought both brought wisdom. Thank you very much. Representative Hillstrom, you've got energy, heart, and have shared a lot and have been very cooperative. Thank you. Representative Nelson, you've become, I think, a technical expert on various parts of the bills we've put together, and I thank you for that. Representative Ellison, you, saving you for the last, you brought experience, courtesy, and vitality to our discussions. You've also been very gentlemanly. Thank all of you. Representative Eastland, I've learned something from you as well. I thought I could keep my eye on the watch. I've noticed you've been able to do that even more so than I have, so you've kept our discussions moving. Thank you. Representative Johnson, you've helped pass one of the most effective and, I think, far-reaching anti-meth bills in this country, and patience, persistence, and I appreciate that. Representative Cornish, you've dragged the law enforcement aspect into this bit, and your experience in your field. I want to thank you as well very much. Representative Soderstrom, thank you also for the work on your Public Safety Caucus and for your work in this committee. Representative Meslow, prosecutor, scholar, thank you. Representative Newman, I appreciate your thoughtful and judicious work here on this committee. that's it for you.
Your Honor. You're
very welcome. We have excellent, I think, probably the most superb House research in this building, Jeff Thiebel, Becky Pierce, and Jim Cleary. Gary Karger, fiscal analyst, you know, not just in this session, but I've watched you over the years when all I could do was ask you questions. I couldn't direct you to do anything. And you're all toughs. Committee Legislative Assistant David Anderson, my right-hand man, even though you're on my left here, and Andy Gilde, our committee administrator, our page, Ms. Sook, Millie, thank you for all of your work. I did miss someone. I apologize. Tracy Fisher down on the end. Asia Bon Su, who is not here. Well, who's the sub? Who's the sub? Chris, pass it on to Asia, please. I hope that members, that's it. I think we've got a leg up. I'm not sure what hurdles we need to jump over to get this to the floor, but we've got a leg up on every other committee, and I'm going to do my darndest to get this to the floor as it is. We'll see what the future brings. thank you for your patience. Committee is adjourned.